Good afternoon. We're down in the Gawler Culture Heritage Centre, recording Looking Back Through the Files of the Bunyip at Gawler's History for Wednesday the 9th of July. And I'm here with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette. Always good to be here.
It is. And it's school holiday, so occasionally you might hear some happy children's voices in the background because the library's very busy today, which is lovely to see it being well used. And we're, of course, directly underneath the library, and I believe these rooms were the home of the librarian originally. So we're recording now.
Didn't realise that.
Yes, yeah. They were, this and the next area were all librarians' homes. The librarian lived beneath the library. So 150 years ago, the open column, Port Augusta Railway, S-A-R?
Railways.
Yeah, I think it should be S-A-R, not S-I-R. As there were hopes of a railway 220 or 250 miles north of the above-named port, it might not be amiss to note that matters, owing to such prospects, are held in status quo, which otherwise might be planned to proceed. The long-talked-of railways has done great harm, and will do so until the thing is settled pro or con. Would that the talk were at an end. If no railway is to be made, the old methods will be entered into largely and cheaper than at present, so that the talking of robbing the district by retarding development of mines and other sources to the no small detriment of all concerned. Yes.
Yes,
something in the wording there.
It's really bad wording, but never
mind. Yes, it is very bad wording. Good. I was struggling with the wording there. The first Central Australian Railway was built in 1878, so that's 3 years after this article, and dismantled in 1980. And that was a narrow gauge railway between Port Augusta and Alice Springs, so I'm assuming that's the line they're talking about. So that was probably the line that would have ended up going from Marie to Alice Springs. So a new standard gauge line was built from Port Augusta to Marie in 1957, because when I went up on the old GAN as a child, we had to change at Marie to the narrow gauge. So, I would have travelled on part of that line as a child from the Marie to Alice Springs stretch. That became part of the GAN.
Yeah, I never went in the old. I went in the new GAN. Like the new line. Mum and Dad went in one of the last, the old ones. I'd like to go from Alice Springs through to Darwin now. Yes. I'd like to do the whole trip, but it's very expensive.
It is.
I looked at it and single supplement, of course, even makes it even worse.
So, yeah.
Oh, you're a widow. Yes, let's punish you a bit more.
Well, I looked at taking the children up. I said it'd be a great adventure for them. And my friend lived in Darwin, but, it was just prohibitively expensive.
You could sit up, but, I've sat up coming from overland back to Adelaide, sitting up, and that was fun overnight.
Yeah, I've done that plenty of times. When I was a student, that was the cheapest method of getting, because the student discount was 50% off or something on the trains.
Oh, I see.
So it made it cheaper than the bus.
Well, that's probably, I was at uni, we had a geography excursion to Melbourne, urban design or something like that, and we went in the overland, because probably it was cheaper.
And it got into Ballarat at something like 4 or 5 a.m. in the morning. That was not fun.
Going to the loo and seeing the track sort of underneath you. It's like, okay, don't fall through. 100 years ago, road construction problem. The imposition of a petrol tax to raise money for road construction, having proved impractical through being unconstitutional, the government are now considering other ways and means of doing so, a tax on vehicles being a likely alternative. When questioned on the matter on Tuesday, the Minister of Local Government, Honourable A.A. Kirkpatrick, said that no definite conclusion has yet been reached in regard to the formulation of a new scheme. And you've written in the column 1906 to 7?
That's when car registration came in South Australia. And South Australia is the first state in Australia to have it. So that wasn't, because I thought, maybe that's why they brought in car registration.
Oh, wow.
So I Googled it, but it wasn't, so I don't know. Maybe they got around, because there is a petrol tax now.
Oh, yes. So they got around it.
Yeah, they obviously got around
it. Changed the legislation somehow.
That's probably what they did. So there wasn't time to research any further, because I only picked up the paper today. So 50 years ago, one flame, 10,000 hearts. Gawler will be thrust into the national spotlight this Friday when the Sydney 2000 Olympics. That's not 50 years ago. Hang on.
25 years ago.
Yes. This is another 50 years ago. They've got that wrong. I'll read it, but they've got it wrong. So Sydney 2000 Olympic torch rally runs into town. The Gawler Showgrounds will be alive with the Olympic spirit for lunchtime celebrations. Schools, children will line the route to cheer on the community torchbearers, and the whole community is encouraged to join in the excitement and colour of the once-in-a-lifetime event. Now, I'm wondering if that's, in fact, 25 years ago.
They transposed them.
So okay. I'd say that's what's
happened. We're reading them out of sync,
But, of course, you were here then for the... You would remember the Olympic torch.
Yeah, there, my dad carried the torch up at Nindock.
Yes.
He carried it for just a kilometre or half a kilometre. Mm. I think they... Because of his age, they said half a kilometre.
Right.
So he would have been in his late 70s. What would he have been?
Yeah.
76. I'll read 25 years ago.
Yes.
43,000 to select four local members. Candidates for four local House of Assembly seats faced the electors on Saturday following an intense three-week campaign. More than 43,000 people will vote in the electorates of Light, Goyder, Gooja and Carvel. Unprecedented interest is being shown in the polls, with the local platforms including action on the controversial wine tax, rural land tax, metropolitan development and the revival of rural industry. I can tell you that that was genuinely 25 years ago because Carvel was a recent, a fairly new name of an electorate at that time.
Right.
So that Carvel wasn't around 50 years ago.
So they're both 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Maybe they couldn't decide and ended up accidentally putting them both in.
It's an interesting one anyway. Mm. Oh, and that photograph that's with the 50 or with the Igniting the Dream, two Karen Jenke and Lynn Lillycrap.
Oh, is it Lynn?
Yes. So it's Lynn Lillycrap on the left and Karen Jenke on the right.
Because Lynn wasn't...
She was a polio.
Yes, but she did swimming.
She was a swimmer.
Yes.
Yeah. She actually represented... In Paralympics.
Yes.
Several times.
Yes.
Yeah. So 10 years ago.
10 years ago. We will not be bullied. Council's take on Link Road. Councillors say they refuse to be bullied into accepting a second-rate Gawler East Link Road. At a special meeting last Tuesday, Gawler Council passed a 13-point resolution in which it determined to seek further assessment of the road's classification and voted not to support the state government's proposed alignment. Instead, it wants to create a link to Tyver Road, facilitated by the proposed alignment at Potts Road. Council earlier engaged regional planning consultants UPR Consulting, which concluded that while the Transport Department's proposed link road alignment would handle anticipated traffic, both Potts Road and the Potts Road / Main North Road intersection would be unable to cater for future growth in neighbouring areas, including Concordia. I think they lost out on that battle.
Well, it didn't come through to Tiver Road, though. It came through to Potts Road.
Yes, which is
Tiver Road would have been probably better in the long term. But
that's what council wanted was the Tiver Road.
Yeah, so, it would have been a better solution in the long term, but never mind.
Yes.
It is what it is, as I say.
Yes.
That's it for this week.
Yes, until next week.
And what will unfold for us next week through looking back?
Yes. Until next week.
Until then.
For old life's sake.